Hello, Oliver Afin. Thank you for being here with us for the Immunoperia webpage interview.
Thank you very much. You are the
chair of the IUIS Gender Equality and Career Development Committee that was created in 2010.
That is correct.
So what were the needs that led to the creation of this committee?
Well, first of all, let me just also add that since I am the chair of the committee, but Professor Narinder Mehra from India is the co-chair of the committee. Okay. So that, and we have been working very closely together from the inception, from the beginning of the committee. The committee was organized for the first time. It started in 2010 at the International Immunology Congress in Kobe, Japan. When we realized that the program of the Congress was heavily, very heavily skewed towards men speakers, men session chairs, the entire leadership, both of the local organizers, the organizing committee, as well as IUIF, was predominantly male, including also the IUIS Council was predominantly male. So somehow or other, over the years, that had not been paid attention to, and it became just incredibly obvious at this Congress where we all got together from the whole world, from all the nations, all the societies, and it turns out that we have not collectively not been paying attention to equal promotion of genders, of the diversity. So we started the committee.
And apart from the numbers, are there deeper like problems of gender inequality? Did you detect
the numbers are a very good illustration.
Okay.
So if you don't have any women speakers or very few women speakers, the conclusion can be drawn that there are no good women immunologists to feature as speakers. The examples for young and upcoming women immunologists would be that they may not ever reach the leadership levels, both in science as well as in leadership of societies, if they don't see an example. So you know, the numbers are a very good way to see that women are not being nurtured and mentored to reach those levels. Mm-hmm. And that was the problem.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Thank you. What have been the achievements of the committee in these 8 years, and what are the next steps?
Okay, so another thing to emphasize is that we are the Gender Equality but also Career Development Committee, because when you start talking about gender equality, and if you get away from just numbers, as you just said, you begin to see that some issues that are important in promoting women and women's careers and developing women's careers are shared with young men immunologists, and especially with the newer generations. If, for example, the issue for a woman is that it's difficult to reconcile the needs of the family and the needs of your career, there are a lot of young men now that have exactly the same issues, that, you know, they would like to spend more time with their families, but they cannot because there's no provision for, you know, children, etc. So our committee then decided to think about two areas of emphasis for our activities. One was to really make sure that women immunologists, both young and more established ones, are not forgotten, that their achievements are properly recognized. And the other one is to actually promote the development of the careers, not only of young women, but of young men as well. So we work on both of these issues. And then because we would work on both of these issues, we have two different types of activities. So in terms of promoting women's careers and maintaining gender balance in our profession, we make sure that we have lists of women immunologists who are going to be invited at meetings and to speak and to chair sessions and to be on organizing committees, etc. So we constantly monitor. Everybody who's organizing a meeting we check with the organizing committee to make sure that they're paying attention to gender balance, right? Mm-hmm. And if they say that they don't have enough women who would accept, we send more names,
right,
because there are always more women. But and then also at large federation meetings, like we are now at Ally, we organize networking sessions,
mm-hmm,
right? So we tell, you know, we sort of promote women and we allow them to network, to get to know each other, to support each other, etc. So that does. But then as for the career development part of our committee, we raise funds both from IOIS and from the outside to send young trainees, both male and female, to important courses and important events that will help them build their careers. Okay, so we send people to courses and around the world, so primarily in the U.S. and in Europe, and we support them travel there. We raise money for their stay there, and now we have a very new activity that we are putting into place. We will probably work on it to establish it, but it'll be for 2019,
mm-hmm,
and everybody should know about this. This is part of our career development portion of the committee. We have gotten some seed money, and we'll be raising some more money to sort of copy a program on the international level that American Association of Immunologists has had for American trainees. And that is Travel for Techniques.
Okay.
It's called Travel for Techniques. So this is for people, for young trainees who are working on their thesis projects or their postdoctoral projects. If for the project to move forward, they need a new technique, a new approach, that they can go someplace else to learn or to use some instrumentation they don't have in their lab, they can apply to us. And we can send them, and there will be specific application procedures, and we can send them for couple of weeks or even a longer period of time to be in a lab that has a special piece of equipment, special expertise, etc., so that they can move their project forward and they can end up with a much better publication, which if they do that, they can also end up with collaborators. Exactly. More authors on the paper, more important people on the paper, etc., so it will allow them to publish in better journals. And eventually they can also get a better position, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want, at least in a little, to the extent that we can help, we would like to increase the quality of their research and not have them limited by the fact that their lab doesn't
mm-hmm.
have a piece of equipment. So this is what we're doing. I always believe that it was a great thing that AAI was doing for American trainees, and I thought we could spread it a little further.
Mm.
And especially, you know, we are very much focused on, as an organization, IUIS, is focused on trainees in the developing countries to provide them with better opportunities. And so we knew that more than an American trainee, right, that trainees from Africa, Latin America, the Middle East, etc., might really be in a situation where that can make a big difference, whether they can use a piece of equipment or not. You know,
great project.
So we are very grateful for to IUIS for giving us this seed money, and we are hoping that many companies might help us.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Well, thank you. And as gender inequalities are not the same in all the countries, do you have specific programs based on the region?
Yes, so we were really very much aware of that. And I think I had a sort of a bias that somehow in the more developed countries there will be more equality, in the developing countries there will be less equality. I was completely wrong. I find some of the, you know, gender imbalance to be very acute in some of the most developed countries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I mentioned Japan. Japan was the reason why we started this. Gender balance there is really terrible, imbalance, terrible. Europe is not doing that well everywhere. And you would think Southern Europe might be worse than Northern Europe, not at all. You know, it's just the reverse. I am very impressed in Latin America how much professional gender balance has been achieved. I find it also in North Africa, we're doing very well. So as we started to look at the problem, it was regional, but it was very different than what we conceived, you know, might be a problem. So to make sure that that we don't have the one approach to everybody's issue, we are organizing sessions at regional societies and regional federations through the local organizers. So we are instigators of the meeting. So we say, you're organizing a meeting, we want to sponsor a gender session, we want to help you organize it, but you organize it. Okay? And so depending on where we are, the local organizers actually identify the type of session they want, the kinds of discussion they want. And so in that way, we think, and then we provide financial support and we, you know, mm-hmm. we provide some structure. So that way, we hope that every region will at least, you know, have a more appropriate session and discussion.
Thank you. And a different question. What should be the commitment and responsibility of scientist women that have reached an international public recognition?
Yes. Well, first of all, I would hope that every woman who reaches a state of authority and quality will always want to bring a few more women with her to that level.
Okay.
I would hope that no woman will reach that stage and say, oh good, I made it, and now one of the guys. We don't want to be one of the men, right? Mm-hmm. We want to be equal, we want to be accomplished women, but we want to do that, take that opportunity that is given to us in whatever, in the recognition gives us, the authority that gives us, the position that gives us, to bring other women to that level. Because there's an awful lot, and then also to mentor young women to how they made it there. And what did it take to make it there?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is a responsibility to her community.
Okay.
Because,
right.
You know, nobody makes it anywhere alone, right?
No.
So people need to look back and say, okay, how can I bring other people?
Thank you. And to finish with
yes.
the interview, what yes. would be your advice for young women immunologists that are attending this Latin American Immunology Congress?
Oh, use every moment of this Congress to meet somebody who can help you in the next step in your career.
Yeah.
Make sure if you meet them, make sure that you contact them again after the Congress. Make sure that you go to a talk that has something to do with what you would like to do or you're doing now. If it may be a lab that you would like to join, or maybe an institution or a university that you might want to apply for a job or something, go meet these people. Don't waste the time here being quiet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Meet these people. Remind them by email later that you met them, or an official thank you note for it. And stay in touch.
Mm-hmm.
So networking in these meetings is the most important.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming that a lot of people come here and also present their work. If anybody stopped by your poster or heard your talk and made a comment, stops by your poster and gives you a good idea, notice that name tag. Write them and say, you know, if they're older established scientists, write them and say, thank you for coming by my poster. I was so thankful for your suggestion. I wonder if I can get in touch with you if I need some more ideas, anything like that. We older scientists really appreciate that.
Wow.
Because we want you to reach a very high level.
Thank you. Thank you for giving us this interview, Olivera.
You're more than welcome. And Immunopedia is doing a wonderful job. So the
Thank
more
you.
We can do for Immunopedia, the better.
Thank you.